from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bish Cakes, EB, and JP. Wanted to get back into the Commanders. So it is week two. Jason has already said it is a must-win game against the New York Giants.
Does anybody disagree?
I kind of do.
Why? Just because you're not expecting
agree,
it?
Just because...
If you think they're getting to that 9-win mark, this is a must win.
I guess. It's just.
Or if you want them to get to the 9-win mark.
I do. I mean, I just want them to win as many as they can.
I just feel like it's kind of must win because the opponent is in such disarray in the Giants, and Daniel Jones just can't get out of his own way.
Yeah.
And he's trying to come back from a major injury, and it's not looking good right now. Like, I feel like they have to take advantage of this situation,
obviously,
at home,
I'm not saying it's
a bad
must,
opponent.
Eric, I'm not saying it's a must win because I think they're going to go to the playoffs. I don't think they are. I'm just saying it's a must win because if they lose this, I don't think you can look on the schedule and be comfortable with any game.
Right. Well, so, that part is true.
That's true, but it's true even if you win. Like, here's the thing. We're going to lose games that we shouldn't, and we're going to beat a few teams that you don't think we
you are comfortable
going
to. With
you
one.
It always happens.
You're comfortable with Carolina. Beating Carolina.
Not
at
if
home.
They lose to the Giants.
Even if somehow the Commanders stub their toe and lose to the Giants, I'm comfortable in saying beating Carolina seems to be a no brainer.
I'm right. Picking us. I expect to win.
I am too.
But I also I know we're a flawed team, but I just keep harkening back to when the Giants really gave up like 80 points that one year, and they ended up winning the Super Bowl. Remember that?
Yeah.
In the first 2 weeks, they gave up 82 points.
Something like that,
they looked like the worst team ever.
It was horrendous.
Yeah. So,
I don't think that's going to happen.
I'm not saying that's the trajectory for this
team.
No, but I remember when Marty Schottenheimer was here, and they started out 0-5 and finished 8-8. Mm-hmm. I remember when Gibbs was here. Everybody does. And they started out 0-5 and finished 8-8, and then, they win the Super Bowl the next year? So I'm not saying we're going to win the Super Bowl next year, but you can have a rough start and figure it out a little bit.
Yeah, I just think you got to figure out against bad teams at home, especially your home open.
I'll be disappointed if we lose.
I'll be
disappointed if we lose.
It will be a disappointing loss if that
100%, 100%.
happens.
Well, one of the things that jumped out at most of us, if not all of us, in the week one loss was, all right, offensively, it was the Jaden Daniels show running the ball. But what else did they have? Austin Ekeler, when he touched the ball, looked pretty electric. He only had 2 carries for 10 yards. Also had 4 catches for 52 yards. That's a 13-yard
average.
They're
going to use him more. They're not dumb. They're not
dumb.
We
wanted to get into that. He was on with Grant and Danny. He's going to be on Grant and Danny's show all year long at 5 p.m. Here's some audio about Austin Ekeler talking about whether he'll get more involved in the offense.
How do I get more Austin Ekeler touches? Is it something just stick aside, buddy? Is it something in all sincerity where after a little while you might feel comfortable, you know, maybe tugging on a sleeve of Cliff Kingsbury? I mean, like, you know, I got some ingredients I would like to cook, please. Is there any time where you feel like that could happen?
Hey, well, you know, after that one, I was just tired, so I needed a break.
Okay.
The thing is, look, we're getting a rhythm going. We'll see kind of how things play out. You know, we got some playmakers on the on the field. You know, we want to see some other guys, you know, get the opportunity to make those as well. But when they come your way, you got to be ready for them. And, you know, on that play in particular, like, it's back to, you know, doing what I do. Is that's how I made a living in this league. You know, first I was with Phillip Rivers, and so I caught a ton of balls. I've had a, you know, 97 yard season, 107 catch season. Like, I've made a living off of just turning check downs into chunk plays like that. So one thing you can look forward to is more of that.
I hope that's the case. I mean, he had 107 grabs in 2022, 70 back in 2021. I mean, he's a prolific pass catcher.
Mm-hmm. He had 92 in 2019.
I'd like to see an uptick in his carries, too. I mean,
yeah. Two give him is, five to seven instead of two.
Seems like a perfect number.
Look, if he touched the ball six times, mm-hmm. right? Six
yep.
times,
yes.
and he had a total of, call it 67 yards, 65 yards, something like that.
He had 62 total yards.
Okay, 62. Mm-hmm. All right, well, double the touches.
Yeah.
And then he'll be over 100 total yards. He's going to be approaching that.
That'd be fantastic.
Here's what I'll be stunned. I'll be stunned if they don't give him the ball more, if they don't maybe even utilize B-Rob a little bit more mm-hmm. in the passing game. He was flashing. I'll be stunned if they don't incorporate Terry more, make an emphasis of that.
Yeah. I was going to say, he's the guy who's got to touch the ball
and
more.
You're going to mock me? Yeah. I think Oz is going to bounce back and have an impact a little bit. That's a great. Mm-hmm. Not going to make SportsCenter top 10.
But more than one catch.
Yes,
for
he's going to pop
yards.
A little bit more. He dropped one on the sideline. He had the bad penalty. He just never got into a rhythm passing the ball either. Jaden, I think Oz is going to.
And we all
Jaden missed him. I don't know that was a drop.
Well, if you watch Benkert, he loved it. He thought it was a great throw.
If I'm Terry McLaurin, and I know he's the classiest guy ever. If I'm Terry McLaurin, after what happened in the first half, I'm going to go into Kingsbury's office and or Quinn's office and just, I'm going to demand more. I'm going to have a little bit of diva in me and say, look, I'm the best wideout on this roster.
They know that.
By a lot. You got to pepper me with targets, and let's not wait until the second half for it to happen.
Well,
let's
it was it the from- first pass. The storyline would have been different if the first pass, the second half,
sure.
where he was open, was connected.
But I'm talking about from the first possession.
Sure.
He's got to be super involved in every possession.
But to get back to Eckler, and if you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. Do you want to see Eckler get more involved?
Yes.
I want to see him run the football more than Brian Robinson. I'm going to probably be wrong with our bet because it looks like they believe Brian Robinson should be the workhorse. And maybe that's the case, but I thought it would be closer to a split share. So Brian Robinson started the game. He gets the first series. Then give Eckler a series running the football on first down. Because to me, Eckler is the better runner. He's definitely the better receiver, and it bears out in this game where he averaged 5 yards per carry. I know it was two carries. But Brian Robinson averaged 3.3 yards per carry. In their career, it's similar. Austin Eckler in his career averages 4.4 yards per carry compared to Brian Robinson's 4.
Kippy, there's nobody.
He's a better runner.
There's
so,
nobody on the coaching staff that thinks that Brian Robinson is a more talented running back than Austin Eckler. They're managing Eckler's workload.
Maybe they're
going to
ease. They're going to ease him into it. Yeah, maybe.
I think if
he's going to get more than two carries,
if there's a split of 14 total carries,
yeah.
I would want half to go to Eckler.
Sure.
I think Robinson will run better. I'm not sure he had huge holes. I feel like all that pressure. I think our offensive line. I mean, no, they graded Coleman and beyond. They actually graded those guys fairly well.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I didn't feel like there were big holes.
I feel like he is a weapon in Eckler, and I would utilize him a lot more. Sure, the passing game, that's going to happen. Like you just heard him talk about it again. 800-636-1067, but. Give him the rock on first down on a couple occasions.
I don't disagree. I think he's going to be on
they
the field a lot
They may sprinkle that in going forward.
I think Kex is right. I think they're kind of just easing him in.
Right.
He's going to get more than two carries.
I mean, he's a 29-year-old running back coming off of an ankle sprain.
But he looks
a high
good.
Ankle sprain.
But he's
looks
healthy.
Good now.
He's healthy.
That dogged him through all of last year. So I understand why they're treading lightly early.
And by the way, he was still getting 12, 13, 14 carries a game, even with the bad ankle.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying give him 13 carries a game, but you got to give him more than two. You got to give him 7 or 8.
So you know how you always hear about a high ankle sprain?
Yeah.
I've never, and they always say that's the hardest one to get rid of. My son's sprained ankle, I've never seen anything like it. They call it a grade 3 sprain from 7 or 8 inches of his ankle.
Mm-hmm.
Purple, Is it looks like it's as fat as your thigh. Yeah. Is that a high ankle sprain?
I don't know.
Is that the same thing? I mean, it's so swollen. It's not just the ankle. It goes up the calf leg.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean,
it looks like an old
man. Does he have a fracture? Because I had that roughly a year ago. Remember my running incident?
We didn't do an x-ray.
I didn't have an x-ray originally, and then a couple months later, my ankle was still killing me, and they did an x-ray, and I had a fracture.
Sounds like his ankle got pulled.
They said they don't think it's a fracture, and he can move all his toes and all his extremities and everything.
Rugby injury?
Yeah. Oof. But it is, I mean, if that's a high ankle sprain, I understand why Austin Eckler struggled for a year.
Sure. But
I mean,
as Jason said, he still played all those games, and now it's a year later.
There's a reason that his yards per carry went from 4.5 in 2022 to 3.5 the year he suffered the high ankle sprain.
Yeah, but it's certainly
effective. Like it's a full yard difference.
He's got plenty of life left.
But he looks fine. I mean, you saw the burst. Now he takes some big hits.
Yeah, he does.
He got popped a few times, but that's because he's a smaller guy. I mean, he's 5'9".
And he's willing to mix it up as a blocker, which you know the team obviously
loves. Very good
blocker.
Yeah, he's a good blocker for his size. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I would love to see Eckler's touches go up to 10 to 14.
I think it's going to go up simply because, look, I don't think there's going to be another game. It's one game in. There's 16 games left. I don't think there's going to be another game where the quarterback has more carries than the rest of the runners combined.
Right.
So Jaden had 16, and Eckler and Brian Robinson combined for 14.
There might be. There could be. I'm not willing to go that far.
But I'm going
to
guess Kingsbury wants to keep Jaden's carries 8 to 10.
I'm sure
somewhere
he wants
to. Somewhere in that range.
To.
Let's keep him there.
But he's not going to care about that when he's getting flushed.
Right.
You got to remember. So they're probably going to be,
pressure,
especially with this offensive line.
Tucks it and runs and gouges him for 20 yards and stays upright. It's not taking hellacious shots like he was at LSU. They're going to keep doing it.
Did you watch the, somebody tweeted out the montage of all of his runs? Now, he had 16, right?
I feel like I've seen most of them.
And I started counting them, and I don't know if I messed up, and I didn't feel like going back to watch it again to see how many were designed runs versus scrambles. Mm-hmm. And, like, early on, it was mostly scrambles, and then they started running the designed runs. My count, it was like 8 to 6, but it left off a couple runs. So I think designed runs were probably less than the scrambles.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But there was definitely 5 or 6 minimum designed runs.
Well, then don't bet on the other. Yeah, don't make your other wager because he's going to be flushed a ton and he's going to probably run a lot of those times. Now, I hope he is able to gather himself and then make some throws on those plays.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously,
I think he's going to look at the film and see what a lot of these, you know, ex-quarterbacks who put out stuff now and see, oh, I could have thrown right here to Ertz. I could have thrown right here to Terry
McLaurin. The coaches are telling him that.
Of course.
Remember, he played 2 quarters in the preseason. Preseason's a joke. You know.
And he's a rookie.
Exactly.
All the rookies struggled.
Well, he struggled less than those other guys, in my opinion.
I think it's factual.
He didn't struggle fantasy-wise. He was the top 3 fantasy quarterback over the weekend. Top 3.
I knew that would be cakes.
Well, that's his strength.
Can I baptize you as a?
If Jaden keeps putting up lines like that, I might be ready for the Commander's holy water on my forehead. I could be ready. I'm vulnerable.
You are vulnerable.
I'm very susceptible.
Coming up later this hour, we'll talk to Trevor Sikkema from Pro Football Focus. We'll break down Jaden's performance, start looking ahead to the Commanders-Giants matchup. But next, it's EB's entertainment page. here on the Junkies.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.